fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
All right, everybody, welcome to our Saturday mailbag show. Getting ready for Fantasy Week 14. It is almost time for your fantasy playoff to begin. Thursday, but you know, begin in earnest with the Sunday games, and we want you to watch the Sunday games and keep an eye on your scores with Xfinity X1, the ultimate football watching experience. You can now get live CBS Sports fantasy football stats in the same place you watch your live games. You want to learn more about it? Go to xfinity.com/sports. That is xfinity.com/sports. Very cool. Time's running out. Get on that, xfinity.com/sports. Jamie, what up?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Looking forward to talking about the activity we just did at lunch. It was very fun. But we've got weather to talk about. Now, here in Florida, like, whatever. Weather's always good. Sometimes it rains. It's never cold. It's never that windy. But, you know, you heard Kevin Roth, the chief meteorologist for Roto Grinders, several weeks ago. And he talked about the Browns games. They were hosting the Jaguars. And he talked about the Giants-Chiefs game. And guess what? The quarterbacks were awful. Marquise Lee had a bad game. Travis Kelce was fine, but it mattered. The win mattered. So we got Kevin back on today. Kevin, welcome back with all your Twitter likes. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm excited to be back, and it's another really good weather week, so I'm glad you got me on to talk about it.
It's a bad weather. It's like good weather for you. You love this stuff.
No, that's good. That's good for me. It's right. Bad for people playing. Good point.
Exactly. But you got to make the right roster decision. So you can follow Kevin, by the way, at Kevin Roth WX. Let's talk about the Colts and the Bills. Tell me what we got there, and then I'll have Jamie give his sort of fantasy feedback to it. Colts-Bills.
Yeah, I think that's, to me, is that's the game I'm most worried about weather-wise. A little bit of snow, talking maybe an inch, obviously very cold if we're talking snow. But that doesn't scare me that much. What scares me is that it's also going to be really windy. 20-mile-per-hour sustained winds, gusts of around 30, and the wind direction kind of coming out of the west goes into the open side of the Bills Stadium, and that kind of creates this swirling wind. And they're kind of famous for that swirling wind. When the wind comes from this direction, it's windy, it's snowy, it's cold. I've got a bump down to passing and kicking and a bump up to defense there. I think that is the biggest impact we're going to see this week.
It's pretty interesting, especially for T.Y. Hilton.
I didn't really like T.Y. Hilton to begin with, and Tre'Davious White's going to play. So I think this is just a downgrade to everybody but Frank Gore and LeSean McCoy, which is really the only two guys that I was particularly looking at.
You know, I got to tell you, Kevin, this is good stuff because the worst weather game is one of the worst games for fantasy, and we don't really care that much, so that is a bit of a relief. But Green Bay-Cleveland is another game that could, you know, doesn't have a ton of fantasy options, but there are some. What do we got for Green Bay at Cleveland?
Yeah, this one is kind of similar to what we're seeing in Buffalo, but maybe not quite to that extent. Probably a few snow showers kind of off and on. It's obviously going to be cold. And then, again, we're looking at the winds here, 15 to 20 mile per hour sustained winds, a little bump down from what we're seeing there in Buffalo. But still, in my mind, this is an impact to kickers for sure. I just wouldn't mess with them in the cold and the snow and the wind. And also a slight bump down to the passing game. So Josh Gordon, you know, a big option.
Yeah.
Is he going to be completely taken away? Not in my mind, but maybe one or two deep balls just don't connect the way that they normally would in better weather.
What do you think?
I'm still starting Josh Gordon. Maybe you downgrade him in daily, but if you have him in seasonal, you know, I think it could be a slant and he's gone, you know, so.
You feel the same way about Devontae Adams?
Yeah.
What so. Do you wake up on Sunday and it's a freaking blizzard in Cleveland. You know, remember, there's been some games like that
sure.
in the past. What do you do with the rankings in those cases?
Then it's a different story. Then they're completely downgraded.
Yeah, but we're not expecting that kind of snow, right, Kevin?
No. I think we're looking at kind of off and on snow showers, maybe enough to stick on the ground, but I'm not worried about the snow. It's the wind. And you mentioned a good point. I mean, Josh Gordon can still take a short or intermediate route to the house real quick. So I'm not saying fade the guy, but I'm just giving a little bump down to him.
All right. What about the Cowboys and the Giants on Sunday?
A little bit of snow early in the morning. It should be gone by game time. Winds there, more 10 to 15 mile per hour sustained, gusts up to 25. now we're getting into really minor impact stuff. So I think the passing game probably fine. Kicking game, slight bump down, but I'm not overly concerned there. I say you probably stick with all your options.
All right. Hey, the Giants going to stick with Eli Manning, but not fantasy owners, but we will stick with Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good to go. I saw you, you went to Africa, Kevin. You were on a freaking camel like last week.
I was on a camel in the like Egyptian pyramids.
Oh,
and,
cool.
It was pretty awesome. Downside, the food there is terrible. I lost like 10 pounds just because I couldn't eat enough.
Wow.
What kind of food? What are we talking?
It's like, I don't even know. It was like kind of mushy. There was like a mystery meat and a sauce, and it was kind of mushy. I was like, you know what? This isn't going to work for me.
Oh.
So incredible experience. Bring your own food if you go.
Welcome back to the States. We've got plenty of good food here.
That's for sure. As soon as I got in, I went straight to Five Guys and just crushed a double cheeseburger. I'm like, oh, yes, to be American.
Nothing more American than that. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much for coming on. Always good to have you. I'm sure there will be some more bad weather before the season is over, and you will be very happy about it. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, my pleasure. You know, I'm always looking forward to the bad weather.
Of course. All right. That is Kevin Roth of rotogrinders.com. You can follow him on Twitter at KevinRothWX. So a few situations to keep an eye on, but it doesn't seem like there's anything to freak out about. This just makes Tyrod Taylor even worse of a sleeper. And welcome, Jamie. How's it going?
Good, man. Apparently, when you start talking about food in Africa, your stomach started growling.
That was before that. Yeah, that it stopped growling as soon as I heard that report. We just went to...
I know
to...
it'll make you feel better.
Oh, get those Bean Boozles out of here. We just went to a burger place where they have... Stop. Go away. They have Sega Genesis, and we're playing Mortal Kombat. It was really fun. But we didn't know any of the fatalities. It was pretty pathetic.
No, but I think the best one was, like, you knew some of the moves.
Yeah.
I had to look up to do some of the moves while you and Dave were playing.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
And Dave had no clue.
No clue.
Dave was the worst one.
You got, I mean, obviously, there are only, like, 8 characters. You got to get Scorpion or Sub-Zero, because they have the fun moves.
Right.
Dave was terrible. Yeah, he was just punching. But when we would have these finish him, and, like, kick the guy in the leg, and he'd fall down.
You actually finished somebody with an air punch.
I did, yeah. Yes. I missed. Completely missed.
Yep.
Oh, that was a rush. All right, so any big injury news to update people on since Friday morning?
A lot.
Anything we didn't know?
Yes.
Okay, what do we got?
So Amari Cooper's been ruled out. Joe Mixon's been ruled out.
Mm-hmm.
Or I shouldn't say Amari Cooper's
Doug Martin out. Expected to start.
Doug Martin's expected to start. Donna Martin will graduate. Robbie Anderson practices in full and will play.
Oh, that's good.
Greg Olson's questionable. Delanie Walker is all set to go. Your favorite receiver of all time, Rashard Matthews,
is good to go.
We're still waiting to see on Sterling Shepard. Braxton Miller ruled out. That's good for Steven Anderson.
All right, well, Doug Martin. Mm-hmm. Are we going to give him the 13-carry rule? If he gets 13 carries, he'll do well?
I moved him ahead of Peyton Barber. Drop Peyton Barber.
Into your top 24?
No. Both guys in standard, both guys top 36. I think they're both flex options because it's hard to say. I mean, even though Doug Martin's the starter, he may not be the best guy.
Yeah. All right, so it looks like that's a backfield to avoid. We have a lot of emails and tweets, of course, and I have to pick the bonanza, which I'll do right now. But
Lions Bucks.
But
you know what happens if you don't pick them and they get it right, right?
I'm not doing it again. I can't do it again.
No, get out of here.
It's so gross. Like, it's really gross.
You actually technically did not do it. You have to swallow the jelly bean.
You want to hear something even worse than that, Jamie? I spit it out and I put it in a piece of paper. I have no idea where that paper is.
What?
It's in this room somewhere.
You are the dirtiest person ever. You know right now.
No.
Come on. Make up the last one.
No.
Yes, come on. I'm going to spin it.
Fine. Saints Falcons bonanza.
No, I'm spinning it. Here we go.
No way. First,
lime. Lime was good.
Lime or?
Lawn clippings.
Come on. Is it this one?
Yeah.
So, anyway, let me get to some emails here. You answer questions. Well, from Brent. Dear Steve, Connie, Javier, and Pablo.
No idea.
Yeah, me either. Here are the list of quarterbacks the Jaguars have faced.
I'm not going to pay attention to you either, so go ahead. You start. You know.
Okay, the gist of the email is that the Jaguars haven't faced good quarterbacks this year, except for like Roethlisberger and Goff, basically.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, should he start Andy Dalton over Russell Wilson?
I would, yes. I think Andy Dalton's in a much better situation. Andy Dalton is a much better match. Come on. You still have to do it.
No.
Eat
this isn't fun for me.
Eat it.
This is not fun for me at
all.
Eat
it.
No. Oh, these are terrible.
What's wrong with you?
Dude, I don't like eating lawn clippings, and you do.
Andy Dalton's better than Russell Wilson this week.
All right, fine. Another.
No, eat it.
No.
Again,
you know, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I'm not even sure. I think it's just that these are so old and they've been out, like, sitting out in the open. I think they're just gross. Eat one.
No.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's one.
You know how long those have been there?
From Corey. I know. That's the gross part about this. This is from Corey from the second largest city in Washington. I don't know.
Seattle or Tacoma, maybe?
Sure. I have Baldwin and Graham. I also have the Jags DST. I picked up the Packers DST because I don't want to shoot myself in the foot by losing points on defense if Baldwin and or Graham score. So should I start the Packers over the Jaguars?
Packers are so banged up, but this weather could be helpful to them. I'm still going to start the Jaguars.
Yeah, again, oh, that was the first one was so stupid. Steve, Connie, Javier, and Pablo's Narcos. Yeah, you know, I don't, just start the best, options, no matter what. Don't get too cute with it. Whoever you think is going to score the most points is who you start. I know that sounds simple, but people make it complicated. Dear Sylvester, Bender, Homer, and Charlie. Sound like cartoon characters. Charlie Brown.
Sylvester is the cat. Right.
Bender's a robot. Homer's Homer. I don't know. This is from Bear. Peyton Barber, Doug Martin, Jay Ajayi, or LeGarrette Blount?
So the Eagles or the Bucks?
Yeah.
I'll go Martin, Ajayi, Barber, Blount.
It was nice to rank them. All you had to do was pick one, but that was good. From Ruth, 12-team, half PPR. Start two wide receivers, Funchess. Kenny still... Oh, she needs one. I'm sorry. Okay, one flex. Funchess, McKinnon, Stills, or Peyton Barber?
Standard PPR.
Half point.
McKinnon.
All right. From Bill Byron in Palm Desert, California. Colts or Chargers next week? You know the matchups?
The Colts have the Broncos on the Thursday night. The Chargers are a tough matchup, I believe.
How do you not know this off the top of your head?
On the road?
The Chargers... have Chiefs on the road Thursday.
How many?
Oh, no, no, yeah. Saturday.
I will take the.
Oh, the Chicago Detroit game's on Saturday, not Thursday next week. Oh. My bad. All right, Chargers at the Chiefs or Colts against the Broncos.
If you got to make a decision now, I'll stick with the Chargers. If you can see what happens on Sunday for the Colts, like if they play well and the Broncos are awful again. I'll go with the Colts.
From Clark W. Griswold. Dear Rusty and Audrey, PPR, away from me with those things. PPR, pick three. Marquise Lee, Kelvin Benjamin, Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Crabtree, Demaryius Thomas.
Marquise Lee, Michael Crabtree,
Larry Fitzgerald. This is from John from Northwest Ohio. Dear Aaron, Brian, Quentin, and Kevin. It's football.
Aaron.
Injured players on a team. IR.
Oh.
Packers. 16-team standard scoring. Chris Hogan or Jamison Crowder?
Crowder.
From JB. Hey, Jimmy, CJ, Jeff, Steve, Joe, and I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know who those are. In a PPR league, should I start D.D. Westbrook, Devin Funchess, Nelson Agholor, Peyton Barber or Danny Woodhead? Westbrook, Funchess, Agholor, Barber, Woodhead.
Agholor.
Agholor it is. From Cletus in Timbuktu, PPR League. I have Fitzgerald, Shepard, Crowder, and Marquise Goodwin. My inclination is to flex Goodwin over Crowder and McKinnon. But I'm also a 49ers fan, so I'm worried that it's the fanboy choice. So should he flex Goodwin over Crowder? Am I a fanboy or a genius?
I don't know if I'm ready to call you a genius, but I think you're on the right track. I have such a tough choice to make where I have two receiver spots and potentially a flex, but I'm probably going to play Gio in the flex along with Kareem Hunt and Lamar Miller. Where I have to decide between Josh Gordon, Sterling Shepard, Marquise Goodwin, and Marvin Jones. No, not Marvin Jones. I have Golden Tate, excuse me. Golden Tate and Doug Baldwin.
Baldwin, that makes sense.
In PPR.
I'm probably going Gordon. What about you?
Right now I have Gordon and Shepard. I have to start two.
Oh, two of them?
Yeah, because I'm going to play the three running backs.
Maybe.
I know you would
Baldwin
say,
or Shepard.
You would say bench Hunt.
Oh, I would bench Hunt.
Nice. Feel this is the week.
For how long?
A lot of times.
Right? Cowboys?
This is the week.
Giants?
This is the week.
Bills?
This is the week.
Yeah. This is the week for you to start looking into Xfinity X1. Go to Xfinity.com/sports. Xfinity.com/sports. You know how it is on Sundays. You got a lot going on. You got, you know, pizza coming. Your friends are over, whatever. You're watching football. You don't want to miss football when you check your fantasy scores. So, and you don't want to miss your fantasy updates when you're watching football. So do it all in one place with Xfinity X1, the ultimate football watching experience. Get live CBS Sports fantasy football stats in the same place you watch your games. So you don't have to look up your fantasy scores on your phone and miss a great moment on TV. You keep track of both all on the same screen. You got a voice remote. You talk into the voice remote. You say fantasy football. All this fantasy football stuff pops up. Your scores, stats, projections, roster trends, all this stuff. It's right there on your TV. It's very, very cool. Xfinity.com/sports is the URL. Xfinity.com/sports. All right, back to the emails and tweets. And by the way, I said on the Friday show that Dave asked me what album he was listening to, and I got it on the second try. So we said, hey, what album was Dave listening to? We told you it was 90s rock and it wasn't Oasis. So most people have been wrong. The freaking first person that tweeted us, the first person got it right. Unbelievable. It was Stone Temple Pilots' Core. Which, by the way, is a terrific debut album. I mean, a debut album with those songs on it? You don't see stuff like that, Jamie. Amazing stuff. You should listen to it on your way home. Here's an email
from... Can I go right now?
I don't have a name here, but it's a city in Michigan close enough to smell both Chicago and Detroit, and that would be a Dave thing. We don't know. Pick three in PPR. McCaffrey, Burkhead, Hunt, Geo, Diggs, Pirine. McCaffrey, Burkhead, Hunt, Geo, Diggs, Pirine.
Geo and Burkhead are the slam dunks. And then...
McCaffrey, Hunt, Diggs, Pirine. PPR.
Pirine.
Pirine it is. P.S. Die Hard was released July 15th. Christmas movies do not come out in July.
And of course, you read this one.
From Jimmy, Aguilar or Geo, PPR?
Geo.
From Rich, dear, some combination of... Oh... I'm afraid to read these because I feel like some of them are inappropriate, so I'm just not going to read it.
Okay.
I have Goff and Hundley.
Okay.
I have the Eagles DST and the Packers DST.
Okay.
I'm a huge Eagles fan and a huge Eagles homer.
Okay.
So he wants to start Hundley over Goff.
Okay.
Because he thinks, you know, Eagles are going to shut down Goff. Is that crazy?
Yes.
Oh, no, and he wants to start the Packers D over the Eagles D, too.
I would go Goff and the Packers.
Packers over Eagles?
Yes.
All right. This is an email from Kirk in Austin, Texas, traveling through Mexico with you guys supplementing my friends for a few months. All right. Very good. Very cool. Dear Jalen, AJ, Calais, and Malik. Come on. Jalen, AJ, Calais, and Malik.
The Jaguars.
That is the Jaguars. Two running backs and a flex from this group. Lamar Miller, Carlos Hyde. Geo, McKinnon, Woodhead. Miller, Hyde, Geo, McKinnon, Woodhead.
Miller, Hyde, Geo.
Also, you can replace one of them with Sterling Shepard or Jarvis Landry or D.D. Westbrook.
It's PPR?
Yes.
I would go...
I don't know if it is. I lied.
Go with Landry or Shepard over Hyde.
Okay, so Miller, Bernard, and Landry or Shepard. From Brett. I have a lot of mediocre running backs. Welcome to the club, Brett. Latavius Murray, Burkhead, Drake, and Gore. I also have Crowder and Robert Woods on my bench. Do I drop any of them for Aaron Jones?
Maybe
would you drop
Woods.
Latavius, Burkhead, Drake, Gore? I'd drop Gore for Aaron Jones.
Maybe. Depends what you need this week.
Got the Broncos next week. Actually, might not be bad.
Yeah.
Thursday game. Drop You're not Woods. Starting him, though?
Just drop Woods, because if Gore goes off this week, you may be inclined to use him.
All right, this is from Mike in a town in New Jersey. Played Kamara and Michael Thomas, so I need to fill a running back and a flex here. Who do I start? Derrick Henry, these are not going to be as good as some of the other emails we've read. Oh, this is not from Mike, by the way. This is from, I don't know who this is from, but it's not from Mike. Derrick Henry, C.J. Anderson, Devin Funchess, Martavis Bryant. Pick two. Oh, one's got to be a running back. Henry or Anderson?
Bryant and Henry.
Bryant and Henry, okay. This is a friends league, Jamie. $3,000 on the line.
Okay.
So that's you said told him Bryant and Anderson. Are you sure now that you know what's at stake?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't say Anderson, though. You said Anderson.
You
said
Henry?
Bryant and Henry.
I was testing you. It was $3,000. I had to make sure you were sure. Bryant and Henry. Mike in a town in New Jersey. You go to New Jersey a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Where was he?
East Brunswick.
East Brunswick. Vaughn, Malcolm, Dexter, and Ray. Oh. Let's see if you get this. This is football. Vaughn, Malcolm, Dexter, and Ray.
Broncos pass rushers.
The last four defensive players to win Super Bowl
MVP.
MVP. He got it eventually.
I was distracted. I have a hole in my sock.
Oh, yes, you do have a hole in your sock. Okay, flex one in a standard scoring league.
Uh-huh.
Jordan Howard, Jerick McKinnon, Kerwin Williams.
Jordan Howard.
Dak Prescott or David Carr from Mark?
Prescott.
From Eric, I heard the stat about Leonard Fournette averaging 2.9 yards per carry since returning from the ankle injury. Now he's playing Seattle. Would you start Jamal Williams or Aaron Jones over Leonard Fournette?
If we're guaranteed, which we're not going to know, that Jamal Williams is the guy, I would say start him over Leonard Fournette. That's originally how I had it ranked.
Okay, this is from Sean.
Right now I have Fournette.
What if Aaron Jones is the guy?
I think if...
He probably won't be.
No. It's more likely that Jamal Williams is the guy.
And if Jones is the guy, I doubt there's going to be a Aaron Jones is the guy report.
Right.
We shall see. All right, this is from Aaron. Jerick McKinnon or Gio Bernard? Oh, half PPR. Okay, Gio.
Gio.
Gio it is. From Sean, I heard you guys talk a lot about playoff defenses with good matchups, but no mention of the Redskins. They play Arizona and then Denver at home in weeks 15 and 16. Any interest in the Redskins?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're just not that good.
No.
Like, because they let us down with the Cowboys.
Cowboys played great, though.
Yeah, they did.
Those are too bad.
The Cardinals are not good on the East Coast, so yes, it is interesting. This is from Paul. I need help. Matt Ryan laid an egg. Start three. A.J. Green. Yes. Dez Bryant. Devontae Adams. Marvin Jones. Michael Crabtree. And Jamison Crowder. So pick two out of Dez, Adams, Jones, Crabtree, Crowder. Marvin Jones.
Crabtree and Dez.
Crabtree. And we're agreeing A.J. Green, right?
Yes.
All righty. This is from a Steelers fan in Boston. Hey, Terry, Neil, Cordell, and Ben. I know them.
Quarterbacks.
For the Steelers. I started Kamara last night. Now I'm in a hole. Who do I start, Fournette or Gio?
Gio.
Gio. From Santa. From a poll somewhere north of Vermont.
Okay.
Hey, Dak, Tony, Troy, and Roger. We know that too. One of the funniest things I've heard in a while listening to your podcast is... One of the funniest things I've heard in a while is listening to your podcast at half speed. Sounds like you guys are all smashed drunk. I'm laughing so hard, I almost crashed my car.
The only one that drinks during the show is you.
So that is actually from Dan. Yeah, right. I drink water. That was from Dan. This is from Santa from the North Pole. Hey, Officer McLean, Hans, Holly, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Sit 2. Kareem Hunt, Jordan Howard, Alex Collins, A.J. Green, Keenan Allen, and Mike Evans. Standard scoring, sit 2. Hunt, Howard, Collins, Green, Allen, Evans.
Hunt and Howard.
Hunt and Howard. I said this to you on the radio show. I didn't say it on the podcast. So I just want everybody else to hear my new argument for why Die Hard is clearly not a Christmas movie.
On the radio show?
Yeah. Pretty sure. You remind me if I said it on the podcast instead. I think it was radio show. There is never a scene in that movie where the McLean kids are with their parents.
Trying to get to them, though.
There's never a scene in the movie when they're with their parents. If it were a real Christmas movie, there would be a scene of parents and children. The children, in fact, are almost completely out of the movie. It is not a real Christmas movie if there's no children in it.
Well, the children are in it.
They're not in it. They're in it for 10 seconds. They're never in it with their parents. There's no family in the movie. I think family is the number one theme of Christmas, right?
No.
What's the number one theme?
The tree.
It's not a theme. It's a, that's why you think Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
No, that's
movie.
Not why I think
you don't know the difference between a theme and an object or a reference or something related to Christmas.
Well, a reference would be a theme.
No, a reference isn't a theme. Ho, 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 that's a Christmas reference. It's not a theme.
Sure,
family is a theme.
There's a Christmas movie called Ho, Ho, Ho.
There's no kids. I mean, this is like...
But there are kids.
There's not, they're not with their parents. There's no family.
So there has to be a parent and a child in a movie related to Christmas.
Find me another Christmas movie that doesn't have parents and children together.
Well, there is a parent and a child in Die Hard.
They're not together.
There is a parent
and a child. The
only
movie that you could say...
Together in Die Hard. Yes, there is.
Who?
The pregnant woman in the office.
Get out of here.
That is a parent and child connected.
Does she speak to him? Does she speak to the child?
You don't know what they're doing off camera.
Oh, yeah. Off camera. No, off camera, it's definitely a Christmas movie. I will give you that. Here's one from Matthew.
Holly makes sure that they get her a bench. Remember, she goes to
what Hollywood. A kind Christmas gesture. Matt actually is in a city in Washington State, not named Seattle.
Tacoma.
He's in Tacoma, yeah. Half PPR. Okay, start two. One of them must be a tight end. Zach Ertz, Evan Ingram, Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, and Marquise Goodwin.
Zach Ertz and Sterling Shepard.
Okay, from Emmanuel in space. Half PPR. Bonus. Bonus for a 100-plus receiving game. Rashard Matthews or Nelson Agholor?
Nelson Agholor. Unless Patrick Peterson's out, which we'll may or may not have known by the time this thing is aired.
True. We've got Jared in Atlanta. You said Agholor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jared in Atlanta. I'm distracted too. I need a running back.
We know what you're distracted about.
A running back, a wide receiver, and a flex in a PPR league. Google it, everybody. Josh Gordon. Not at work. Josh Gordon. We'll pick a running back first. Alfred Morris or Gio Bernard? PPR.
Gio.
Okay. Pick a wide receiver. Josh Gordon, Sammy Watkins, Alfred Morris. Flex. That's tough.
Gordon,
okay. Matt from San Diego. I was the number 4 seed. I made the playoffs in my 14-team league. I won by 0.3 points.
Yeah.
Spent the week prepping for the playoffs. Stat correction Thursday morning. I lost. I'm out of the playoffs.
No.
Yeah, he's now the 7 seed. Any words of wisdom for the bad beat?
Try harder next year.
Try harder.
Sorry.
Try Hard, the Christmas movie. Brian from Carmel, Indiana. Fournette or Hunt? PPR.
Fournette.
Crabtree or Marvin Jones?
Crabtree if Cooper's out. Jones if Stafford plays.
From Aaron, Vernon Davis or David Njoku? Vernon Davis, David Njoku.
Njoku.
From Daniel, start two. Burkhead, Pirine, McCaffrey.
Burkhead.
Pirine.
And Pirine.
From Taylor, pick three. Peyton Barber, Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones, Marvin Jones, Alfred Morris, CJ. All right, let's eliminate.
Morris, Jones, and...
Marquise Goodwin. Marvin Jones over Aaron Jones, yeah.
Yep.
From Joe, Collins or Morris? Another tough one.
Collins.
And Jeffrey or Lee, or the other running back? Standard scoring. Jeffrey, Marquise Lee, Alfred Morris.
Marquise Lee.
Wait, Marquise Lee over Alf?
Oh, no.
Alf.
Alfred Morris.
From David, 12-team Uber PPR League. I don't know what that is. Oh, 2 points for every 10 receiving. Wow. Leonard Fournette or Burkhead?
Burkhead. Are there children in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I don't know, JB. It's a Christmas.
I mean, you're the expert.
Stop.
Apparently.
I'm not. All right, let me read some tweets to fit it. I hate you.
I gotcha.
I don't know if there's... There might be. I've never seen it.
You've never seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I probably have.
There's no children in there.
You don't know that, or you wouldn't be asking me. By the way, the guy who wrote in... The guy who wrote in Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Keith said the Keith was intentional. And apparently Bills coach Sean McDermott tells reporters that Tyrod Taylor will be limited today and he could be active but backup Nate Peterman. That is from Matt. Matt, thank you for the note. Bilal Powell or Jerick McKinnon, PPR?
Powell.
Did you just do a gun motion and say Powell? Oh, like pow. Standard scoring, need one. Geo, Collins, Lewis.
Welcome to the party, Powell.
Geo, Collins, or Lewis, standard?
Geo.
Really?
Collins.
Really?
Collins.
Collins, yeah. Let's see. Josh Gordon or Pirine, half PPR?
Gordon.
From Kaysen. Dave was listening to the Weezer Blue album because it's objectively the best album from the 90s. Oh, my God, that is so wrong. It's a good album, but come on. Come on. Josh McCown or Cousins from Bridget?
McCown.
From Ponce, pick two in standard. Devontae Adams, Diggs, Sterling Shepard, Martin, Barber, Mike Davis. Devontae Adams, Diggs, Sterling Shepard, Martin, Barber, Mike Davis. Adams and Shepard.
Adams and Shepard.
A lot of people guessed Foo Fighters, Color in the Shape. That would have been a good one, too, but core so much better. Steady, Latavius Murray, or Mike Davis?
Davis.
Pick two, Fournette, Bernard, Burkhead, Crabtree.
Fournette and Bernard.
Fournette and Bernard. And last one, Alfred Morris, Michael Crabtree, or Dez Bryant? Standard.
Alfred Morris.
Jeremy Lamb says, Adam deserves more punishment. Everyone else ate the Bean Boozled. Come on, Azer.
Yeah.
I can't do it. You know that I can't do it. I just have a very low tolerance for taste.
Okay, so let's just say that these are rotten, which they might be.
Yeah, I think they might.
You're going to take a box home.
No, I'm not.
You are.
You don't make the rules, Buster.
Well, you got swallow the two. One, there's probably
there's
one
only one left. I don't know where the other one is.
All right.
I think, is this it? Yep, I found it. It's disgusting. All right,
so finish one of those two.
Okay, yeah.
Or
can you try one so I know if it's they're just stale?
If I do eat one.
You know, there are no conditions.
You
I
have
just
to eat
want
two.
Absolutely not. No conditions here. He's spinning.
Tutti Frutti.
Or
Stinky Socks. I think it's a stale Tutti Frutti.
Yeah, they're gross, right?
It could be Stinky Socks.
But you're still eating it. I can't do it. I'm going to spit that thing
out.
But no.
Either finish one or eat another one.
All right.
They're not stale enough that they're bad.
Can we leave?
No.
They are. I've already eaten two today.
No, you put two in your mouth.
That's enough for me.
Listen, Emmanuel. Eat the damn.
We're out of here. Saved by the bell.
Nope. Coconut. Do it. Don't. Ah.
Jamie,
no.
I'm hitting space bar.
No.
I'm ending the
no.
show.
Come on.
I can't do it.
Do it. Do it for real.
I did a fake
do
out.
Do it for real.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend. Good luck in week 14. Thanks a lot to Kevin Roth for coming on. He's at Kevin Roth WX. Jamie, thank you. And we're saved by the bell now.
You're the worst.
When I wake up in the morning, CBS gives out a warning about a Giants bang up offensive line. Injury to Brandon Cooks, and before I even look, my opponent grabbed his backup off the waiver wire. It's alright, I've got Le'Veon Bell. If it loses as a flex, I know I'm in a mess. Well, I better do my homework tonight. Reading Jamie's starter sit, Dave's straight chart is legit. Ethan Adams shared a team, it was a dumpster fire. It's alright.